Chapter 2. Computing Machines in the Future. Introduction. It's a great pleasure and an honor to be here as a speaker in memorial for a scientist that I have respected and admired as much as Professor Nishina. To come to Japan and talk about computers is like giving a sermon to Buddha. But I've been thinking about computers, and this is the only subject I could think of when invited to talk. The first thing I would like to say is what I am not going to talk about. I want to talk about the future of computing machines, but the most important possible developments in the future are things that I will not speak about. For example, there is a great deal of work to try to develop smarter machines, machines which have a better relationship with humans so that input and output can be made with less effort than the complex programming that's necessary today. This often goes under the name of artificial intelligence, but I don't like that name. Perhaps the unintelligent machines can do even better than the intelligent ones. Another problem is the standardization of programming languages. There are too many languages today, and it would be a good idea to choose just one. I hesitate to mention that in Japan, for what will happen will be that there will simply be more standard languages. You already have four ways of writing now, and attempts to standardize anything here result apparently in more standards, and not fewer. Another interesting future problem that is worth working on but I will not talk about is automatic debugging programs. Debugging means fixing errors in a program or in a machine, and it is surprisingly difficult to debug programs as they get more complicated. Another direction of improvement is to make